pray. Amen and amen. So listen, this scripture is talking about something. You know where the wicked's headed. But he said there's something else going on. The wicked should be turned into hell and all nations that will get God. And I want to say, Jesus paid supreme sacrifice. On the cross of Calvary, somebody said, God won't judge sin. Yes, he will. If he let his son, and his son willingly, and him willingly, let his son go to the cross of Calvary and pay that debt, pay that penalty for sin. And him that knew no sin becomes sin for us. And God laid all the sins, listen, of years in man and all the rest of us on his son. He took the penalty for it, the punishment for it. If God would do that, don't ever let, listen, nobody tell you that God have any trouble, listen, to putting the wicked in hell if they reject. And listen, don't come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we must know that all, where's the wind up at the end of it? God will judge sin. He will judge the wicked, but he also said something about forgetting God. You know what the Bible said? I read it this week. A lot of places I can't remember where I read them, but I'll tell you what I read. It said that the wicked, for the wicked, God's not in any of their thoughts. They don't want to think about God. They don't want to mention God around them. If they ever talk about him, it's in a bad way. It's using bad language. It's using name in vain. Listen, the wicked, listen, don't want God in their thoughts. They don't want to think about God. Hey, listen, they want to completely and totally forget him. But I want to say, listen, if a nation forgets God, listen, they're going to be turned into hell. And listen, we don't need to even, be slack in forgetting God even as a believer and a Christian. I'm telling you, the most important thing that you can remember and think about is God. I may forget a lot of things, and I will, but I sure don't want to forget him. I like him to be always on my mind. He's always there. And a lot of times we get to thinking about, oh, listen, the Bible said in Psalms 103, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. That's what it said. Bless his holy name. And the first thing it says, forget not all his benefits. I'm telling you, a lot of people must forget about God, but I'm telling you, as believers, we ought to never think about one moment and forget God, how benefit, how many blessings and blessings and blessings he's put upon us. Listen, you should never forget God. I tell you why, in his majesty, you think about it. God, in his majesty, because he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords, and he is the creator and the upholder of this universe. He made the worlds, and he's upholding them by the word of his power. And therefore, we should never forget him. When he speaks, the Bible said his voice has many thunders, and his voice is full of majesty, as word of power. We should never forget the power of the Lord. Sometimes people just sort of forget about how powerful God is. I'm telling you, he's all powerful, and we should never forget his presence is everywhere. Where shall you flee from the presence of the Lord? Just because you're forgetting God don't mean he don't know where you are. Where are you going to run from him? Can't. Try to get him out of your mind if you want to. Try to forget him. You know why a lot of people want to forget him? Because they're getting convicted. The Holy Ghost is convicting him. But I'm going to tell you something. Don't forget God. In other words, don't leave him out of your life. Take heed. He's not on the back burner. He's on the front. He's a jealous God. He's either got first place, listen, or he's got no place. He, the Lord Jesus Christ, and a lot of people want to accept him as their Savior and just, You know, say, well, I'll just, if I won't tone down the road, I'm going to make him Lord of my life, and I'm going to let him rule my life. I'm going to tell you something, honey, you got news for you. The Bible didn't say if you confess. You know what it said? If I confess with thy mouth, what? The Lord Jesus Christ. I shall be saved. He's either your Lord or he's not. You must confess and you must believe, and he's the Lord Jesus Christ. And we never should forget that he's full of power. He's full of majestic power. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He's God. And he's on the throne. Don't forget God. Don't leave him out of your life. And all your plans, in all your career, I want to say this to young people, all your plans and all your career, whatever you're going to do in your life, always say, what does God want me to do? What's his will? Not you know, Book of James tells us clear to that. We should not say tomorrow we're going to do this or that, but if the Lord's will, we'll do this. We should never leave God out of our lives. We should never forget God in all our planning, our schooling, our going on, whatever it is. We should never forget God in all of our life. Because you can forget him, put him off. Don't forget him. Shouldn't forget him in his mercies. He's so merciful. God's merciful. We should never forget him. Nowhere, no way. Tell you something. God's going to do one of two things. He's going to pardon your sin, or he's going to punish it. He either pardoned mine, or he was going to punish it. And you know what? Not that preacher under that tent, August night of 1965, preaching on hell. Holy Ghost got a hold of me. And you know what? Draw me down there, Brother Danny. Got a hold of you one day. You know what happened? I'm thank God that he pardoned me my sins, because I saw the judgment ahead. I'm telling you, don't you forget what God will do. Don't you ever think you don't have the power to do it. Don't ever forget him. Oh, I'm going to live my life and I'm going to, you know, be like a fool. I'll pull my barn down, I'll build me some bigger barns, and I'm just going to set up and make it eat. Oh, I got plenty of water to work another lick. You know what happened that night? Thy soul's required of thee. God came by to see him that night. That was his last night. No, what we want to do? Don't forget God. He's forgetting God. Put God in your life. Put him in your plans. That's why we ought to say the Lord will. It's just getting more a part of me all the time. The Lord will, because I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. Lord will, I'm going to do this, and Lord will, I'm going to do that. But I am more in your head yet. Don't forget God. So I'm saying this morning, God's saying to all of us, let's don't forget him in our plans. Let's don't forget him in our lives. He's there. And listen, he's got a lot of benefits for us. Hallelujah. What's the first benefit he said for us not to forget? Forgiveth all our iniquity. Don't all forget. Let me tell you something. If you fall, if we commit sin, when we do, or if we do, don't forget. God will forgive you. Won't he? Well, you know what? When you was raising your children, hey, you loved them, didn't you? Even if you put a little of this on them. And you'd forgive them, wouldn't you? God may have to spank us a little long. And he will. But I'm going to tell you something. He loves us. That's why he does it. Don't forget God. I'm going to tell you something. You just put him out. If you put him out of your mind and try to forget him and go on in your own life and doing your own thing, I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to have no peace. But you can have peace. Right in the midst of a world, you can have peace right in the midst of trouble if you just won't forget God. Tell you something. Everything. I was thinking about, I was praying yesterday, and I'm going to share this. I was talking to the Lord, and it seemed like, you know, a lot of people forget God when it comes to the about their money. You know, I don't ever say anything about money, but the Lord just laid that on my heart. You know what I was thinking about? Wouldn't it be nice if we could get by paying taxes as little as what we get by paying tithes? I hear people all the time, I can't afford to pay tithes. One thing about God, you got to give it willingly. If you're going to give it grudgingly, just keep it in your pocket. But I'm telling you for your own good, don't forget God. Why don't you forget the government? We got not too long. We got to get a tax return filled out, and it's not going to be as easy with one been doing it gone. I don't know nothing about it. Most of the time, I never even looked at it. But you know what? I know enough about this that 10% tithes is less than what taxes you pay. So don't argue with God. Just say, Lord, you real reasonable. Yeah, cheerful giver. And don't wait to the bottom, because you ain't going to wait to pay your taxes if you got any left or not. That's right. Because if you're self-employed, yeah. Pay him first. That's right. Pay God first, right. I can guarantee you the 90 go further. Well, that won't cost you nothing. It'll help you if you'll obey it. Hey. But God don't come around, you know. I mean, you know, and you know, that's almost, I have had people ask, why don't you pass the plate? I said, well, people want to freely give. There it is. I'm not going to pass it around. Try to. I've been places, and honest is the truth. I seen we ain't get enough. We're going back again. You see me do that, you just go, there's something wrong with him. I'm not being critical. But God loves it. Brother Buford said, a cheerful giver. And I'm telling you, God in his mercy, don't forget God in your finances. You say, I can't afford to. I can't afford not to. It's the Lord. You say, man, you're getting a little, you say, you're getting a little personal. Well, I'm just, if it's personal to help you, go ahead. I'm trying to help you. But you know what? Don't forget God. It's his. It's already. Everything I got's his. He said he owned the cattle on the hills. I don't own them. I'm just using them. Somebody said, thank the government thinks he owns all this hill and this government, all the dirt and all the land. Reckon to do. If you don't pay taxes, they'll come get it. But you know who owns it? God does. And I don't want to forget the landowner, one that created. Thank God. Let's don't forget him. Don't forget him in your life. Don't forget him in your work. Don't forget him in your way. Wherever you're going, just remember him. And don't ever forget him. I tell you, he's so good. Glory to God. How could we ever forget him? Hallelujah. You know, I read a verse, I may get over to it in the book of Hosea. There's four or five, I know I read four or five different verses. If you ever get in that book of Hosea, it's something else talking about a nation getting away from God. They're getting away from him. One place I read over, you know what it said? If you forget God, better watch it. It says he forget your children. I sure don't want God to forget my young'uns, my grand-young'uns, and my great-grand-young'uns. It breaks my heart to see so many people living with no God on their mind, no God in their lives, and forgetting God. And I said, oh, Lord. Whew. Oh, Lord. We need, by the grace of God, to not forget God. Listen, and no, never, never, listen, always have him in our minds and our hearts and ask him for direction and wisdom and knowledge and dependence upon him. Out of verse in Hosea also said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Yes. Another verse of word says, you know what it says? Hey, old Israel, you've destroyed yourself, but in me is thy help. Hey. breaks my heart to see people live in such a way that they're destroying, actually just killing themselves. Forgetting God. But you know, I like that word. I may get over and read it. You know, the book of Hosea is in there. You know what it said? But in me, this is what God's saying, is thy help. I'm going to tell you what you and I do with our own lives without God. We'll make a wreck of it. Ruin it. Destroy it. But with God, He's our help. Yes, He is. My Lord is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know the Bible said righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. It also said in this right in the book of Psalm, another chapter 2, you know what it said? Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. Yes. You know what he's going to save our nation? Turning back to God. Turning back to God. That's the only thing going to help us. That's it. Only thing going to help us is turning back to God. Well, look over here in the book of, before we close this morning, I want to go to the book of Joel. I just want to read a few of these verses. I done half quoted some of them probably. But blessing to me might be a blessing to you. Psalm in the book of Joel. Go to Ezekiel, Daniel. Not Joel, excuse me, Hosea. I'm sorry. I was reading the book of Joel too. Hosea. I'll get it right in a minute. Turn the book of Hosea. I'm just going to go ahead and read. I got a few places here marked I want to read. Might be a blessing. Some of them I've tried to read a little. I'm going to tell you what. Look at this in chapter number 2. Look what he said. Verse number 8. For she did not know that I gave her corn, wine and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. God blessed them and multiplied it, and then they turned around and used it in old Baal worship. What an awful thing. What do you think God's doing, what they're doing in America? Same thing. I'll return, verse number 9, and take away my corn. In the time thereof, my wine, in the season thereof, will recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. Look what it said in verse 13. I will visit upon her the days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and jewels, and she went after her lovers, and listen to this, and forgot me, saith the Lord, running after other lovers. Matter of the gods. And God said, she forgot me. That's what he said. Look what he said in Hosea chapter number 4, verse number 1. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. The Lord hath conversed with the inhabitants of the land. Because there's no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing. Boy, what's going on now? And committing adultery. They break out and blood toucheth blood. Oh, what an awful day. Look at verse number 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget. I didn't write that. Thy children. Said, you forgot my law? And folks, you don't want God to forget your children. So let's don't forget the law of God. Tell you something, God's law is holy. It's righteous. It's right. Now, we aren't saved by it. Jesus fulfilled it. But it's still God's law. I get amazed. They making one law after another. Been doing that for years. What they need to do is get back to the laws of the Bible. I don't care how many senators in Congress, you can tell them I said so. I don't care how many of them votes and care for president and all the rest of them votes on things contrary to the word of God and make it law of the land. It's still not right in the sight of God. never make abortion right. I don't care how many votes on it. God said it's wrong. Amen. Forgotten God. How many million babies have been slain in our country? Whew. Terrible. Awful. You think God's just winking at it? No, judgment's coming. It's already on us. Nation forgot God. What it said in verse 15, our fifth chapter. I will go to return to my place till they acknowledge their offense. That's what God said. And seek my face. In their afflictions, they will seek me early. He said, I'm going to get my place. And when they get, not, said, if you acknowledge your sin and seek me, I'll come. But he said, when they get in your afflictions, said, you're going to come on. You'll be wanting some help. Fire phase. That's what he's saying. Seek me early. Look what he said in verse number 6. Come, chapter number 6, verse number 1. Come, let us return to the Lord. For he hath torn and he will heal us. Hallelujah. Used to have an old song, Love Breaks a Heart and Nothing But Love Amended. And you know what? God will take and tore apart and break down to get us to turn to him. Then he'll come and heal and mend us, thank God, if we'll repent. Hallelujah. You say, oh, I don't like all these verses. Well, you'll have to deal with the Lord about that. Right. He said, the Lord hath torn, he will heal us, and he hath smitten, and he will bind us up. Aren't you glad when God deals with us and chastens us and afflicts us and get us to turn back to him? He'll come, listen, loving arm, glory to God, like a mama and daddy. Listen, like it, and love us and heal us. God don't, he don't like to do it. He loves his children. But I tell you what he will. And I don't buy that you love your child too much to discipline. Go tell some of them old timers that, Brother Jimmy, go tell your daddy that. That wouldn't work, would it? Wouldn't work with mine either. Huh. Don't work with God neither. Them that I love, he what does? Chastens us. Because he does love us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I never did really whoop nobody else's young ones. I had to get on the ground the other time or two, but I figured they part mine anyhow. But let the other parents do that. Right? Now, if I could keep one from getting hurt, I would, but I'm talking about the normal discipline. And that's the way God is. If you don't ever get no discipline, well, I won't get into all the words, but you're not a child. The Bible puts it plain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God deals with his youngins. You know what? He's going to deal with this nation, because I believe this nation is founded on In God We Trust. And some of our forefathers believed in God and didn't have all this stuff we got today trying to get rid of God. They was inviting him in. They was acknowledging him. They were praying. Seeking God. But our nation, folks, doing everything in the world he can. It's sad. It is. But he's still God. And folks, he's still on the throne. Hallelujah. He'll bind us up. There's another two or three verses I want to read before closing. Look in chapter number 8 of the book of Hosea. Chapter number 8 of the book of Hosea. Boy, this is something. Verse 14 of chapter 8. For Israel hath forgotten his maker. And guess what he's doing? Building temples. You say, we'll be building churches. We better not forget God. Building worship places. Got them all over this country. But we better not forget God. They'd forgot God. Yet they were building temples and Judah had multiplied pit cities. But I'll send a fire upon the cities and it shall be devoured. It devour the palaces thereof. They forgot God. You got to have God in there, folks. It must be. Must be. They kept sinning more and more. Look in chapter number 13, quickly before we close. Verse number 4, yea, I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt. And it says, God, he said, he brought him from the land of Egypt. And thou shalt know no other God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. Look unto the end of, all ye into the, look unto God. I'm God and there's none else. There's one Savior, there's one way. That's what he said. There's no other Savior beside me, Jesus. You know, he's the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except by him. There's no way, thank God. And that's what he's telling. He said, there ain't no Savior except me. Hallelujah. I knew thee in the wilderness, like this, in the land of great drought. Brother Billy, he knew him in the wilderness. He supplied them water in the wilderness. He fed them in the wilderness. He blessed them abundantly. And he listened. He put a cloud over them, listen, to keep the sun off of them. Had a fire at night to keep them getting too cold and to give them light. He was God to him right in the wilderness. And the shoes never wore out. And the clothes didn't wear out for 40 years. You ain't never had none. If you did, you didn't wear them much. We may have some out of Ophir looking in our closets. But I'm talking about what God was doing for him. All I can say is, he sure has been taking care of me. Isn't he so good? He's wonderful. Hallelujah. Fed him in the wilderness. Clothed him. Rained manna from heaven on him. He gave him something really they didn't need one day. But he let him have it because they wanted it. He flew some quail in there. You know what a lot of them did while they had it in their mouth? They died. Look at verse number 6. According to their pasture, so they were filled. They were filled. And their heart was exalted. Themselves. Have they, guess what? Forgotten me. God did all that for him. And I want to say this morning. Listen, you say, well, I work and all this. I'm going to say, who gave you strength to work? You labored. Thank God for you. We should. We here. Shoes on our feet and clothes on our back. Food in our stomachs. Blessed of God. And listen, how could we forget him? They did. Whew. Tuck him to the draft. Water in a rock, flowing like a river. When have you seen in a desert, water start flowing like that? That's God, folk. He took care of them, fed them, blessed them. But they got exalted and forgot me. Then he says, therefore I will be unto them a lion. As a leopard, by the way, will I observe him. And I will meet them as a bear that was bereaved. Of her whips, and will rent the cattle of their heart, and thou wilt devour them like a lion, the wild beast shall tear them. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. See, first I was quoting a while ago. Israel, destroyed yourself, but in me is thy help. I thought about something when I was reading that verse right there. When he says he'd be like a lion like a leopard, by the way. I'm thanking God publicly for protecting that little boy, Beckham and Jaden, that they keep all the time. I don't know if you knew it or not, but the other day they heard him hollering and screaming. He really ain't scared of anything. He shouldn't been down in the field, but he was. You know what got at him? He saw running toward him? Coyote. You know where he went? He went up a tree. And that's where he was screaming from, hollering coyote. Marvin got down there, and of course, when Marvin got down there hollering at the coyote, he left. He saw him, took off running. He said he was on the tree barking at him. Well, you don't know, these things are all around, everywhere.
Yes.
And he's not very little, and that other little boy went with him, Dakota. I thank God he wasn't, because he couldn't climb a tree. This tree was down there, saw two or three branches goes over like that, and this, he's like a monkey, he can climb. But you know what, I'm glad God spared him.
Yes.
But you say, what about a coyote? I tell you what a coyote did, he killed him, drug him off.
Yep.
But I want to thank God. He's what, 7 years old? That's pretty quick thinking, wasn't it? Up that tree. Hollering and screaming, scared to death. I asked him about 2 days later. I said, son, you're not going back down in that field? Or, no, sir. So you pray he won't. I hadn't talked about a coyote, but I didn't even want to rid it down around the pond, you know. But you know what? God's loving and merciful. Could have been a disaster. But thank God. There he went. There he was when they found him. Well, God was having mercy, I believe, with all my heart, and I want to thank him for it. But he said, Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all the cities? And the judges of whom thou saidest, give me a king and a prince. I'll tell you something. Then he said in chapter 14, verse 1, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thy iniquities. He said, just come back to me. Now I'm glad God's a God to forgive, cleanse us from all. And you know what? God's a God to forgive us as a nation. We'd repent. But I'm going to tell you where revival's got to start. It ain't going to start in the White House. It ain't starting in the one in Tallahassee, nor the one in Washington. It starts to start right here where we are this morning in the house of God. If we have revival in this country.
Yes.
I long to see the days like it was even when Billy Sunday was preaching. Did you know he went to a town preaching the gospel? Back then he was preaching tents and everywhere else. Probably 100 years ago. Getting close to it. You know what? There was 22 saloons in that town. Guess what, when he left town? Closed all of them but two. He'd go in them, talk to them about the Lord. How come I'm closing? Well, they got saved. I'm born again. Got that new life. They closed them down. You don't need that. No. You're a lot better off get drunk on the Holy Ghost than you are to get drunk on wine or whiskey or anything else. And you can get filled with it. And it's a good feeling. Hallelujah. That man don't have no hangover either. It's all from God, and God will supply everything you need.
Yes,
he will. It's God. He's still on the throne. And God's still God. He's still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He'll strengthen you and help you and bless you. You can enjoy life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now some of us haven't done some jesting, but he's still God. I'm having to keep telling myself what Carol told me about preaching, helping preach a funeral. If you believe what you've been preaching, you can. And I'm keep telling myself, do I still believe what I'm preaching? I do. I believe the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. She's coming. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Heart's doing good. My old foot seems getting better, but it may not never be completely back to normal. It still don't feel normal. But it will one day. Maybe when I get over there. Hallelujah. And you know what? He's still God. He's still the Lord. And I don't want to forget him. Lord, don't let me forget. Don't let me forget. You know the first one you ought to talk to when you get up in the morning? Well, here before you ever get up. Wake up. Hello, Lord. How you doing? Thank God. You know he's doing all right. Hallelujah. I don't know what all went on while I was going to sleep, when I was asleep.
I thought I heard a knock on the door this morning. I was going to listen to a preacher on the TV. I turned it on mute and didn't hear nothing. So I said, well, it must not have been. Didn't hear no dog barking. I reckon somebody called me. It was Rebecca. She was at the door having something to eat for breakfast. So she came in and sat down and eat with me. Well, I thought I heard something, you know, but was it, you know, I even moved it, but she thought I might be asleep, so she called and be sure I wasn't. I said, no. Sleep very late. Not on Sunday morning, can't no more. Not even on Saturday morning. I said, I'm going to sleep late Saturday morning. Nope. Wake up. Thought showing the change this time. At least I sleep. Yeah, sleep long in 5 o'clock. But you know what? I can lay there and talk to him. Yes, sir. He's always there. He's there, brother. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. Thank God. I had another verse. I don't remember where it is. I sure it will have another. It's probably a whole other message. You know what it is? About us forgetting God. You know what he told? What he said? He said, I won't really forget you. Aren't you glad? He don't. He won't forget us. And you know, you don't need to really ever forget. You don't ever forget your children. Don't care how old they get, what age they are. You don't ever forget your spouses. You don't ever forget your mom and daddy. But I'm so glad we got a loving God. Hey, I ain't going to forget you. And you know what I like about our Lord? He knows how to succor and comfort and strengthen and help all those, because he was tempted in all points like we are. Yet, without sin. You know what? Aren't you glad that God himself came down to this earth, robed himself in a body, tested and tempted and tried. Not as God, but as man. Now it blows people's mind. But it's so. Hallelujah. Where he can say, I know how you. I've been there. I went through that trial. I went through that test. I went through that. You know, the devil got on him out there in the wilderness. Guess what he used on him? The Word of God. Amen. It's written. It's written. The devil, he'll try to twist Scripture around if you don't watch him. He couldn't get it around him. Is the Word, could he? Him that is the Word, take that Word and go, whoa. You ever try using the Word of God? That's your sword. Use it. If you got the Word of God and the Spirit of God with you, that's all you need. Yes, sir, brother. Spoken in existence. In the beginning, God said. Aren't you glad God can speak the Word and it's so? Someone say, where'd he get all this? Spoke it in existence. You said, I don't understand that. Well, just believe it. That's God. That's him. You love him? He's worth remembering. We should never forget him. Stand with me if you will.